Hi, I'm Calipadia, and this is my first podcast for above.seeker.com. Or below.topseeker.com. I don't know, you know? The whole above-top-seeker thing, and the conspiracy boards, and the UFOs, and the paranormal stuff, that's really not really my thing. I mean, I find it really interesting and all, but I never really have anything to argue about. I mean, it's not like I'm passionate about this the topic, or it's not like I'm like, oh man, you know, I'm so freaked out from ghosts, or wow, they're so cool. It's just like, yeah, you know, whatever. It's whatever you're into. I found this site for dealing with, not really conspiracy, but I live in this middle of nowhere town, and like, I heard that there was an NSA building nearby, and I was like, you know what, that's kind of cool, I'm going to look into that. So I find myself, you know, I did a search one time, and Above Top Secret came up, and I was like, oh wow, that's kind of crazy. I mean, really, there's some pretty weird stuff going on here. I'm like, oh, you know, maybe I'll hang out some. And then I went away for, you know, I registered so I could read stuff and, you know, do a couple of posts and ask some questions, but I didn't really, you know, get into it or anything. And then about a month later, I was like, hey, you know what, I'm kind of bored. I was sitting at work one time, and I was like, you know what, I'm gonna get on that Above Top Secret page. That was really cool. Like, you know what, that's something that's going to occupy my time until something happens. Like, you know, my job, I fix computers. So when nothing's broken, I don't really have much to do. So I figured, I was like, hey, you know what, I'm going to wait around for either something to happen at work or something to break. So I started, you know, reading boards, and I really kind of got into it. Still not on the subject matter, but definitely posting in the boards and reading other people's posts and just kind of getting into the general atmosphere and stuff. I mean, it's pretty cool. I'm still like, wow, this is really, you know, more and more I find myself checking the boards. I'm really not a forum guy. I mean, I've actually run a couple of forums, and I usually run a couple of boards, and like for mainly gaming stuff, yeah, you know, like Ventrilo and Skype. And get on there and talk all night, and people ask me questions about computer stuff. I mean, it's kind of like computer support all the time. But I come here, and I'm really not a board guy, so I don't know. There's something about this site that keeps me, you know, interested in all that stuff. And, you know, and then I came around to Below Top Speaker. Well, you know, when I first came here, I was like, Below Top Speaker, Above Top, you know, what's the difference? Oh my, you know, what's going on? And PTS. And lately, since I think Above Top Secret is kind of like above my level for thinking wise, like I just don't even bother trying to think of like the implications. You know, I'm pretty sure that it'll be like a good book for, you know, if I read a creepy post or something a week after it, I'll still be like, oh my, oh wow, you know, that's pretty creepy, that's pretty crazy. Alright, I was kind of in the middle of a rant back there, but my brother just came up and told me that I don't have to go anywhere this afternoon because I've been kind of sick all morning, and my dad was like, hey, you know what, you don't even have to come on over for a little while longer. I'll come over and pick up your brother and stuff. And my brother is Down syndrome, so he came up and he was like, Peter, you no, me, Dad, come pick me up at 4 o'clock. You tired? You don't have to drive. So he's pretty funny about that. But yeah, anyway, back to what I was saying. I'm just not much of a board guy, and for some reason, these boards are totally cool. And I'm not much of a blog guy either. I never got in the whole, you know, I sit and I type to myself for an hour and a half every night before I go to bed over what happened during my day or what I thought about or anything like that. But hey, you know, no typing required. This is kind of cool. I just load up Audacity, I load up the lame MP3 recorder, and I just start talking. Whatever kind of pops in my head, I, you know, voice out. You know. I'm having too much fun with this. I really am. Well, anyway, yeah, I'm not very, it's not that I'm pod shy or anything, it's just that I usually don't have much to talk about. This is kind of like a, you know, special occasion for me. I bothered to say something that, you know, first thing that popped into my head. I mean, what I mean by not saying things is, you know, like all these topics that you guys talk about and stuff, I'm just kind of like, wow, you know what? It doesn't matter, you know, what I think or believe, but you know what, I'm going to read this. This is totally cool. I don't really have anything cool to contribute or anything, but you know, it's pretty cool. And when something pops out that I do know about, of course I do post, you know. And when I post, it's like 5 sentences, no more than that. And if it's more than 5 sentences, it took me 2 hours to type up, edit, and make sure that it made sense. Because if I do anything, whoop, there goes the phone. Hang on a sec. Oops, sorry about that. That's kind of cool actually, about, you know, pausing it and, you know, like your coffin was talking about, you know, you can go do a bunch of stuff and come back. It's been about 5 minutes since I was last talking. Yeah, so, anyway, that's really all I wanted to say. You know, when I have a big long post or something, I have to sit there and, you know, go through Microsoft Word and edit it all and make sure it looks pretty. Not really pretty, but, you know, if I don't do that, by the time that I post it, it'll be like you know what? I don't even know what I was talking about at the beginning of this thing. Like, I mean, I just don't. I don't remember anything. It's kind of the same with this podcast too. Like, you know, I started recording this about half an hour ago, but I've been, you know, a couple little breaks here and there. It's kind of funny. All right, well, yeah, this is Kyle Padilla. I'm also called Doofus, but that's kind of like a whole different story. And if I accidentally say that I'm Doofus, it's totally cool. I'm Kyle Padilla here. I'll be signing off here shortly. And before I go, I would like to say, come check out my spyware thread down in computer help at BTS, because that'd be good for your computer and especially good for your soul. Anyway, thank you very much. This is Kyle Padilla, above topsecret.com. Bye-bye.